Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Here's how we're going to spend the next 28 days together. Every other day, we'll add a new verse from Psalm 91. On the in-between days, we'll build or stack them together. But today, we don't have anything to stack. So I just want you to keep meditating on and memorizing Psalm 91:1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Right off the bat, the psalmist is turning his focus off himself and onto God. In Hebrew, the author uses the term Elyon, meaning upper or highest, as the name we read as Most High. This is always where we begin. Instead of flattering ourselves with hollow personal affirmations, we must lift God up as the Most High. This is important when we feel fearful or anxious about something God is asking us to step into in our lives. Take, for example, Mary, the mother of our Lord. An angel shows up, tells her she's going to have a baby, who is going to be the savior of the world. She's understandably greatly troubled. She wonders, how can this even be? Well, let me read Luke 1:35. And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." The angel reminds Mary, "He is the God Most High." And she calms a bit and says, "Let it be so," or "Yes, Lord." She suddenly feels she can do what is being asked of her. Been there and done that too. I serve the Lord scared. So many times he asks things of me that just seem so impossible. Fear creeps in. I think, I can't do it. I'm not smart enough, good enough, strong enough. Those are self-focused thoughts, my friend. And that's when I have to turn my thoughts to him. And to remember that He is the God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth. He alone is above all things. Even when everything else is falling apart, He's holding it together. When we're in over our heads, it's still under His feet. He is the God Most High, and we need to remind ourselves of that and remember what is true. What are you afraid of? Is it a task God is assigning to you, or the way the world's falling apart? The future or the past? Take your mind off that and turn it to God. As you walk today, continue to meditate and memorize the first verse of Psalm 91. It should be a bit more familiar to you, which means you can examine it more intimately. Before I let you go today, here's a friendly reminder to hydrate. Remember, the Holy Girl Walk includes memorizing and meditating on the same passage of Scripture, walking, and hydration. Here's one reason this is important as you fight anxiety. Reducing your water intake triggers different areas of the brain to make you feel anxious, nervous, and heighten your emotions. These negative feelings are your body's way of telling you, drink something. The more water you drink, the more your body will be able to manage your emotions. So bottoms up on the water bottle, girlfriend. We're after whole body and mind wellness. After all, that body contains the spirit of the God Most High. Okay, get those feet moving and keep meditating on Psalm 1:1. And hey, jump on my Instagram page. I have encouragement there for my Holy Girl Walkers. And remember, you can enhance your meditation of Psalm 91 with a copy of Calm Your Anxious Thoughts, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 91. It's available exclusively at my websites, danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. Happy walking, friend.